Solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform, and watch your business rise. Good morning, HubSpot Nation. It is time to wake up customer platform with your unofficial HubSpot Updates morning show, where we help you discover the platform value you already own. I'm Chris Carolyn, joined by my co-hosts Casey Hawkins and George B. Thomas. We're here every weekday morning to make sure you're not sleeping on HubSpot's true capabilities. If you're joining live, drop a hello in the comments and let us know what you're building in HubSpot today. Happy Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I do have to go on the record and say that yesterday I said it's March, so we were done with the snow. And I did send Chris a text in the afternoon because it snowed here.
Oopsie!
So fast. Not so fast.
So I will not be speaking about snow again.
Yeah, let's stick to the topics where you have expertise for sure. That's a good plan.
Right.
Speaking of that topic, how about we get into some HubSpot updates? 13 on the list today.
Thanks, HubSpot.
Let's go. Add a deadline to approval requests is in development. I love these in developments that are scheduled for release 1 week later. So yes, there is a forward-looking statement that suggests there are no promises being made, and it has a schedule for release date of March 10th, 2026.
Nice.
What is it? You can now add a due date to approval requests so approvers know exactly when a decision is needed.
Why does it matter? When approvals don't have a due date, they stall. Deadlines set clear expectations, reduce bottlenecks, and help your team hit launch dates without last-minute fire drills.
Nice.
Quick note, this relates to approvals for Content Hub Enterprise and Marketing Hub Enterprise, so not Commerce Hub or sales stuff.
That was my...
For now. Exactly. I think we just had an update that says they're trying to streamline the whole approval system.
Yep.
So
I think that's on the list today.
It looks like it is. So we'll continue. Configure ticket to primary company auto association is live. What is it? You can now configure whether HubSpot should automatically associate a ticket with its associated contact's primary company. When a ticket is associated with a contact, HubSpot can now be configured to automatically associate the ticket with that contact's primary company, which is the default behavior, or not automatically associate it. You'd manage company associations manually.
Interesting. Why does it matter? This automation setting gives admins more control over how tickets connect across objects, making it easier to manage the CRM setup according to business needs and improves data accuracy and operational effectiveness.
Say there's a third option, which most people take in this instance, is find a way to workflow it. with properties that are matching on these objects. Send from Outlook aliases is in public beta. What's changed? They've added a Slack channel for feedback, but what is this update? You can now use the aliases of your connected Microsoft Outlook account to send emails from the CRM.
Why does it matter? Aliases allow users to communicate from more targeted email addresses that are still part of the same account. Your company may have different branding or different products you sell, and you can change your email address based on who you're emailing. Previously, to use aliases, Outlook users would need to send emails from within the Outlook app, including the BCC address, and add their alias manually to a setting to log the email. This prevented users from taking full advantage of HubSpot's functionality, like sequences, bulk, and role.
Hey, yeah, if you're Outlook, hit that beta. My goodness. And you use aliases, I guess I should say that too.
Indeed. Yeah.
That workaround.
From human-based email addresses so people can know who you are and not support at. But hey, every business is different.
Yeah.
Now you have that option.
Yep.
Number four, exclude weekends from time between calculated properties. What is it? You can now exclude weekends when using time between calculated properties. This option allows you to calculate the time between two dates while skipping weekends, defined as 12 a.m. Saturday through 11:59 p.m. Sunday, based on your account's time zone. This update is available when creating or editing a time between calculation property.
Why does it matter? For many teams, weekends aren't working time, but until now, time between properties counted them anyway. This made it harder to accurately measure things like response times, resolution times, or internal SLAs. By excluding weekends, you can better reflect actual working time in your calculations, get more accurate reporting for operational and service metrics, reduce the need for workarounds or manual adjustments. This is especially helpful for teams that want clearer insights into how long work actually takes during business days.
This is a very granular update, but I am down for it. This is good.
Yeah, I think we first caught some of this in workflows, being able to skip weekends, and now we see it hitting the calculated properties. So, thanks, HubSpot. New look for approvals settings. What's changed? Clear eligibility for approval settings. We've clarified which subscriptions include the approval settings page and its new design. Customers with Content Hub, Marketing Hub, Sales Hub, Service Hub, or Data Hub Enterprise will see the updated approval settings. Customers on professional or starter tiers won't see any changes to their settings today. What is it? A redesigned approval settings experience available on Enterprise Hubs that makes it easier and clearer for admins to configure how approvals work across their account.
Why does it matter? The new design reduces confusion and setup friction so teams can get the right approvals in place faster and with more confidence.
I'm not trying to be that guy,
yes,
but are. I'm going to be that guy.
I was.
Why
be that
this
guy.
Update reduces confusion and setup friction for teams when approvals, this update is confusing as heck because the what's changed mentions Content Hub, Marketing Hub, Sales Hub, Service Hub, or Data Hub. And who gets it? Content Hub Enterprise and Marketing Hub Enterprise. Like, what? Wait a minute. Those words don't match.
Wow.
So is it the what's changed or is it the who gets it?
We'll go with the what's changed. Meanwhile, it does not include the hub that has been most talked about recently in terms of approvals, which is Commerce Hub and quoting. We'll get there, folks.
Moving on.
Tickets in help desk. This could be the opposite of approvals. What's changed? Snoozed by user property is currently unavailable for new views or filters while snooze improvements are in development. Existing views / filters using this property are not affected. Please reach out with questions or feedback about this. We are eager to hear customers' thoughts as we continue to improve snooze functionality.
Before you read the what is it, can I just tell you that I know we have a limited amount of time, but my brain just works in really weird ways. Am I the only one that needs Rob Jones to do a HubSpot rap song and it be MC Snooze by User? Like, okay, never mind. I digress.
You might be the only one.
Maybe the only guy. I don't know why my brain went there.
What is it? Support reps can now snooze tickets in help desk to temporarily hide them from views and come back to them later without losing focus. Whether dealing with a spike in ticket volume, wrapping up their day, or waiting on follow-up from another team, snooze gives teams the flexibility to stay focused and organized.
Why does it matter? Prioritization is a core part of a support agent's role, with reps often juggling multiple tickets of varying urgency levels throughout their day. With snooze, users can temporarily clear lower priority tickets from their help desk views with a single click, helping to keep their workspace clear and making it easier to identify what needs attention right now.
Yeah, maybe it's more like MC Snooze a lot instead of MC Snooze by User. I don't know. Either way, maybe we need a song. Maybe we don't.
Who gets it? Seated Service Pro and Service Enterprise users. Where my mind goes is like, and here's my feedback that they're asking for here. Do we really need to be watchful for the person that just can't stop hitting the snooze button? Because I can't imagine why you would need any other reason you would need snoozed by user to be a filter for a view or a report. Enablement, folks. Mm. Improved company and contact record defaults for Pro Plus customers. Pro Plus, guys, are you familiar with that license tier? In development. What is it? Starting on March 23rd in 20 days. Contact and company records will have redesigned default views with a new layout that includes the following. Buckle up. New default tabs. First one is catch up with new smart CRM cards powered by Breeze, providing intelligent summaries and insights. These cards surface critical information, flag potential issues, and suggest actionable next steps to help you quickly understand what's happening with each record. There's also an about tab for strategic context, activities for a unified timeline, and revenue for financial data. You have an improved CRM record timeline available across all CRM objects, powerful new filtering options, and a dedicated overdue tasks section to help you quickly surface the right activities and stay on top of what needs action. New customization options sections will be available in the middle column where cards can be collapsed, repositioned side by side, or organized into custom sections. New filters will appear here. And here is a nice little filter button, like the kind you would see on the CRM index views page.
Nice. Why does it matter? We're introducing a redesigned record layout that reduces clutter and highlights the most important information so your team can find what they need faster. Smart CRM cards will provide early alerts and clear next steps to help you stay ahead of potential issues. We're also enhancing the activity timeline to make it faster, more intuitive, and more powerful, so your team can work with greater clarity and efficiency. I like the
subscriptions. Yeah. I wonder how much of this is just bringing cards that have been existing for a while to the forefront. Revert to prior revision in workflows. What's changed? Adding a note about what's not included. What is it? You can now revert your workflows to a previous version using revision history. If a change doesn't work as expected, you can quickly restore an earlier revision and continue building from there, unless it is for a webhook or custom code action.
This update matters because workflows often evolve over time, and even small edits can have downstream effects. This update gives you more confidence when making changes by letting you easily undo mistakes, recover from accidental deletions, or return to a known working version without rebuilding your workflow from scratch.
Impact email logging rules will now include in private beta a new option to create new contacts from logged emails. What is it? A new contact email logging rule setting option that automatically creates new CRM contacts from incoming emails to connected personal accounts.
Why does it matter? Previously, personal connected email accounts could only log emails from existing contacts. If your team wants every inbound email to create a contact record automatically without manually adding them, this setting makes that possible. This behavior was previously only available in Service Hub through team email channels connected to the inbox or help desk. This is nice.
No reaction here.
This is, sorry, I'm soaking this one in, to be honest.
Huge deal.
Yeah. I have a client. I'm actually All Hubs and Tiers was what I was really scrolling frantically to. I have a client on Starter that I think needs this.
This is always an awkward exchange. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, well, how do we get them to automatic? Well, we got to set up an inbox for that. And you usually don't want to do that if it's your personal and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Yeah, this is a lot of teams will enjoy this very much.
Yeah, customized. I've done a lot of workarounds. Sorry. I know I'm not saying anything about this.
We'll talk to Kyle about it tomorrow on the helpline so that we can fully unpack the implications of that. Customized criteria in account cleanup. What is it? Account cleanup now lets you create custom filters for cleanup policies in addition to the existing unused and last modified time criteria.
Why does it matter? You can now customize which assets are removed by automatic cleanup by creating custom filters based on asset properties. You can tailor cleanup policies to your specific needs, protect important assets from unintended deletion, and maintain better control over your account's data hygiene. This allows you to confidently automate cleanup processes while safeguarding essential information. This is pretty nice. I'm not sure what filters are available, obviously. But I can see something about like having a property that's like essential or don't delete or, you know, whatever, regarding a page that might not be used very often. But you want to keep like your, I don't know, like your privacy policy or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Like a never clean up list.
Yeah.
That's powerful. think it's going to continue to get more powerful, that account cleanup tool. Unpublish a form is in private beta. What is it? You can now unpublish your HubSpot forms.
Why does it matter? Until now, once a HubSpot form was published, it stayed live, even after a campaign ended or an event filled up or an offer expired. This led to manual work, wasted time, messy data, and reliance on third-party tools. Unpublishing gives you a simple way to pause forms when they're no longer relevant, so you stay in control and keep your data clean. This is a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It is. All hubs and all tiers get it as well.
And legacy form editor and the new editor. I was wondering if this was...
Yeah, I guess we were deleting them before if we wanted to clean them, but we couldn't do that because then all the form submissions would go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you're so funny, Chris. You're so funny. No, people let them lay around in their portal and just ignored them. That's what happened with most users.
Yes.
Data.
Anyway.
All right. That's actually a very large update.
Yes.
Unified multi-brand data privacy request forms.
Wow.
What is it? Well, the description tells us you can now create and manage multiple branded data privacy request forms in one place.
Why does it matter? Organizations managing multiple brands in a single portal need to provide consistent on-brand experience for data privacy requests. The update streamlines this process for admins and reduces manual work, allowing you to easily and quickly customize the appearance of forms to match brand identities.
Marketing Hub Enterprise with the brands add-on.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was really what it is, but... what you can do. Anyway, let's move on.
Last on the list today, cleanup automation for unused reports. What is it? Account cleanup automatically deletes unused reports to keep your HubSpot account organized. Another solid, what is it?
I was like, yeah, HubSpot's, they gave 13 updates, but Chris's job has been kind of weird today. Why does it matter? You can now easily manage report clutter in HubSpot accounts. This feature helps you remove duplicate or outdated reports created by various users, maintain clean, efficient reporting environment, and save time on manual account maintenance.
And there we go.
And there's how does it work here if you want to actually know what this thing is? we got to work on our branding or app naming and awareness related to account cleanup, folks. HubSpot folks, that is. remember, folks, you probably already own the solution you're looking for in HubSpot. Sometimes you just need to wake up to it. Join us tomorrow morning live at 7:30 a.m. Central or catch us anytime on Spotify, Apple Music, or the Profoundly HubSpot Updates blog. Drop your biggest takeaway in the comments and let us know what capabilities you want to wake up to next. Until then, I'm Chris Carolyn.
I'm Casey Hawkins.
And I'm George B. Thomas.
And this has been Wake Up Customer Platform. Now go build something amazing. Have a great day, everybody.
Customer platform, it's time to start the day. Discover all the value you already own. Don't let solutions slip away. Wake up, customer platform. The tools are at your hand. No need to sleep on capabilities that can help your business stand. The answer's right before your eyes. You just need to realize. Wake up, customer platform. And watch your